AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of sun and clouds. We will have a high near 70. One-time Milwaukee Buck Ray Allen has announced his retirement from the NBA. He last played with the Miami Heat in 2014. Over 18 years, Allen started out with the Bucks, then he went to Seattle, finally in Boston, and he ended up in Miami, the latter where he won championships both in Boston and Miami. Ray Allen averaging just under 19 points a game in 1,300 career games. The Racine County Board is meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Isgrove Office Complex. The agenda includes a final vote on the 2017 budget proposed by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Finance Committee last week recommended inclusion of money for a maintenance study on Quarry Lake Park, also rejecting a move to eliminate funding toward a youth sports complex at Pritchard Park. Tonight's meeting will also allow consideration of any last-second proposed amendments. County Board will be voting on the tax levy next Monday night. It's been a while since the Racine Unified School District has realized a positive when it comes to the annual budget process. Took a major amount of work to keep on top of the numbers this time around, the last of them coming in from Madison literally just days ago. The preliminary spending plan that was okayed this past summer is now officially on the books. During the school board meeting last night, Budget Director Mark Dove said that the tax rate ends up being $10.01 per thousand of assessed valuation.
It's lower by 62 cents than last year, and so that's it's a nice reduction to be able to have. It's very close to the tax levy commitment that was part of the referendum campaign. And had it not been for the voucher levy, we would have met that commitment.
The tax rate, according to Duff, continues to be lower than most of the other districts in the region, including Kenosha.
This would be below Kenosha, Burlington, Muskego, Madison. It is higher than Oak Creek, Franklin. I don't know how they do it. I'm going to have to take a look at that. And Milwaukee, we don't have their data yet.
And Duff said that Racine should be close to, if not better than, the state average on the tax rate when those numbers are crunched.
Last year's state average for fiscal year 16 was $10.24. I think a number of levies have dropped this past year, including ours. So I would believe that we would be well within or below the state average, but we'll know more about that later.
He deflected board member praise out of the entire team, noting that there were some budgetary items that had to be left out. Superintendent Lolly Haas noted very little contingency with this budget, said it could be interesting if it's a really cold winter. Racine County Sheriff's deputies and agents for the State Division of Community Corrections did some more supervisory checks on convicted sex offenders Monday for trick-or-treating in communities that did not participate on Sunday. On the heels of 125 checks conducted for Sunday and two violating conditions of the Halloween contract that the offenders signed, a news release indicates that no violations were found with Monday's effort. And with today's unseasonably mild weather, it's kind of hard to think about winter activities. But the city of Burlington is going to have its first ice sculpting contest on December 17th, that's a Saturday, at Wim Hof Square Park. The plan is for up to 16 blocks of ice, each weighing about 300 pounds, to be placed around the park for the artists to work their magic with whatever tool is needed. Burlington's Christmas parade will have already taken place by that point on December the 2nd. And here's your excuse. Researchers say that some people who use Facebook live longer.
Researchers at UC San Diego matched a group of 12 million Facebook users with records from the State Department of Public Health. They found that people whose Facebook use leads to offline interactions live longer than those who just talk to others on the social network. They said Facebook users with average to large numbers of friends lived longer than those with a small group of friends if their online interactions are complemented by real-life activity. They also found that in a given year, the average Facebook user is 12% less likely to die than someone who doesn't use the site at all. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The winter moratorium is underway, and We Energy's customers are being told you can expect to pay maybe a little bit more to heat your homes this winter. Spokesperson Kathy Schultz says that if it's a normal winter, the heating bills are probably going to rise by about 16% over last year. Lower natural gas prices and a mild winter last season helped to push things down. The moratorium on service cutoffs will be running to next spring, of course. Anybody whose gas and or electric service was shut off for non-payments can still contact We Energies about a financing plan to get that service restored. State Department of Transportation says the road work that's been taking place over the past few months on Highway 11 in Sturtevant and Mount Pleasant, that should be winding up in the next few weeks. Spokesman Brian DeNeve indicating that the last time for major rehab work on that stretch of roadway, back in the 80s, most obvious work has been the new asphalt surface, though many drivers might argue that stretch of 11 east of Green Bay Road by the mall into the city, that needs it more. Bit of a mystery as to who set a tree on fire in the woods near UW Parkside's campus in Kenosha Monday afternoon. It was near the Pike River Residence Hall. That got the fire department coming from the city's Birch Road Station. Crew members had to take down the burning tree, then they extinguished the remaining flames. Union Grove High School last week was the scene of a public meeting about heroin and opioid problems in Racine County. Tonight in Kenosha County at Westosha Central High School, it is a similar event beginning at 6 p.m. Law enforcement officials, medical professionals, social service agency representatives will all be giving presentations. The event is for both young adults and their parents or guardians. No charge involved. The health of Wisconsin babies has taken a step backward. This is according to the March of Dimes and its 2016 premature birth report card. It shows the state's rate increasing from 9.2 to 9.4%, also getting a downward grade from a B to a C. The preterm birth rate in Racine County, the report says, 36% higher than Waukesha County. Across the races, the preterm birth rate among African American women in the Badger State, 44% higher than all other women in Wisconsin. Four people hospitalized in Milwaukee, a carbon monoxide leak that occurred in Manitowoc, initially sending 17 people to hospitals. Cause of the leak is still under investigation. St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee has that hyperbaric chamber that can treat patients with such problems. The other victims treated at hospitals in both Manitowoc and nearby Two Rivers. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office filing attempted homicide charges against 43-year-old Rodney Coleman of Pleasant Prairie. He is wanted for the shooting of a man outside the TCF Bank at 20th Street and 22nd Avenue. The victim was taken to Frederick Hospital with what the criminal complaint says were up to a dozen gunshot wounds. That incident reportedly occurring as a result of the victim's friendship with a fellow employee at the bank who also happens to be Coleman's girlfriend. Racine Common Council is meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at City Hall. The agenda items include a contract with the Racine Professional Employees Association, costing almost $16,000 more next year. The licensing committee's recommended due process hearing for the Sunshine Supermarket at a potential cost of $8,000. The Plan Commission's support for creating a homeless veterans housing ordinance that would build tiny homes at 1624 Yount Street. That'll be getting a public hearing November 15th. And there's a proposed ordinance regarding the election of the Common Council president. The UW Parkside College of Natural and Health Sciences is inviting the community to a November 9th, 7 p.m. Science Night presentation titled Waukesha Water, First Test of the Great Lakes Compact. This is in response to the city of Waukesha's situation with groundwater supply and the application for diverting water from the Great Lakes, which was opposed, of course, by city of Racine officials and Racine County representatives, opposed because of the return of the treated wastewater to the lake via the Root River. Dr. John Skalbeck is a professor of geosciences, and Dr. Teresa Castor is a communications professor at Parkside. They will outline the science and policy matters that relate to the historic approval in concert with communication of the public process. It's a free presentation that night, November the 9th, 7 p.m., open to all ages. And the Wisconsin Veterans Museum will present a 1940s USO-themed dance called Home for the Holidays. It'll be from 8 to 11 p.m. Saturday, December 10th, at the University Club on State Street in Madison. Featured will be a live band and beginner swing dance lessons. Attendees encouraged to wear attire from the 40s that night with prizes for the best dressed. You can go online to wisvetsmuseum.com/events to get more information. A former Kenosha County Sheriff's Department employee, Clarence Milkey, who retired 16 years ago as a captain, is scheduled for a Thursday court appearance on second-degree sexual assault charges involving a 50-year-old woman at a Pleasant Prairie nursing home owned and operated by his family. The allegations are that the 73-year-old Milkey inappropriately touched the victim on a number of occasions. The investigation by police in Prairie led to the license for Carey's Manor being revoked. It forced relocation of the residents. Milkey faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. The Kenosha Sheriff's Office putting out a statement that calls the charges, quote, deeply troubling, unquote, while offering sympathy to the victims and their families. The University of Wisconsin Extension says its collaborative online degree programs achieved a 13% increase this year. Course enrollments at 2,800 versus 2,472 the previous year, also exceeding the national online enrollment growth of 3.9%.
The online Master of Data Science program is growing the fastest, reaching 400 course enrollments in its first year. Led by the Division of Continuing Education, Outreach, and E-Learning, the collaborative online degrees include a dozen UW system campuses, including UW Parkside and Milwaukee. David Shabal, Dean of the UW Extension's Division of Continuing Education, Outreach, and E-Learning, says as more and more students complete their online credentials, they improve their chances for career advancement, and that in turn supports the state economy. County. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And a Walworth County veteran, Grant McMillan, relives his experiences as a POW during the Korean War for a nationwide TV audience tonight, a PBS documentary titled The Battle of Chosin. McMillan's Army unit was surrounded after a surprise attack in which they held out for several days, then tried to make a run for it, but got bogged down in part by friendly fire. He and nine others were taken and held captive by the North Koreans and the Chinese for the next 32 months until the war ended. He tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that for a while things were looking pretty bleak.
I think probably all of us got to a point where we knew we weren't going home. The war was lasting and lasting, and the reason for it were not good reasons, I don't think. But the Chinese kept us up to date on what was happening. And the instant that the armistice was signed, they told us, you're going home. We'll have trucks here tomorrow for you.
He's one of the few veterans from Korea who talks about his combat experience, the Battle of Chosin, tonight on public television. A change to the employee health plan affecting spousal benefits will save the Racine Unified School District about $1.2 million. It'll be reviewed in 6 months, but the teachers' union urged continued talks by the Board of Adjustments. It was a plea that failed to win support with the Board of Education, though. Last night, Chief Financial Officer David Hazen explained the coordination of benefits allows the better benefit, if a spouse has it at their job, to be the minimum for the district employee and the spouse.
We talked about this particular subject for approximately a year, more in depth for the last 6 months. That sometimes we don't think of everything. There's always nuances and different things. And one of the other things the committee decided to do, that after a six-month period, we would see where we're at. You know, what has the impact been on employees? And take a look at it and see if we need to recommend or decide on some additional changes to what's going on.
Six of the seven school board members attending the meeting approved the health care recommendation. Steve Hooper abstained. Customers of the Racine Water Utility need to know there is not a problem with the hexavalent chromium in the drinking water, despite what a recent nationwide Facebook posting claims, and that residents are in danger, like in other parts of the country. At a recent Waterworks Commission meeting, Mayor John Dickert said that this Aaron Brockovich information did not take into account, among other things, the fact that Racine's water comes from Lake Michigan, vastly different than in places like in California where this posting originated.
So, of course, everybody comes to me and says, oh my God, Aaron Brockovich said we're all dying. We shouldn't be drinking our water. So, you know, I don't know if she's looking for another TV show or what, but, you know, I'd rather get the facts and the data. You know, first of all, can you tell me where it comes from? Number two, are we dealing with it? Number three, what are the numbers? Because we get our water from the lake. We're not water from an aquifer.
Water Utility General Manager Keith Haas said that the most recent testing from 2 years ago showed Racine 50 times less than the California standard for hexavalent chromium.
There's no national standard published by EPA right now for hexavalent chromium. So if we're 50 times less than the California standard, and California's standard will likely be more stringent than the EPA standard, it's really not an issue. I don't think we've retested. We're not required to. There's really not a public outcry and concern. In case it becomes another Facebook craze.
The utility does test for total chromium every year, and it will be putting out the numbers from the testing of a few years back regarding hexavalent chromium, again showing Racine nowhere close to the problem suggested in that online report. And funeral services are coming up Thursday in Racine for 90-year-old Theodore Garrick, who passed away last weekend. His obituary says the 45-year employee of Young Radiator was also related to famed baseball player Lou Gehrig. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.